On a typical summer's day, cultural education seems to be taking place in every nook and cranny of the Alaska Native Heritage Center. Tourists listen to youthful summer employees who are explaining various cultures, while other visitors watch interns working on sewing projects and talk to the teachers. This afternoon, on a side bench to the left of the stage, mentor Edward Tiulana is quietly teaching traditional string stories to young Dea and his even smaller sister, Erin.
And so this is where the house that people live in during the wintertime.
I want to see him go away.
You want to see him go away?
Yeah.
Ready? And see, and then the people move out and they go to hunting grounds.
At the Athabascan cabin site, first summer intern Andrew Dementiff, whose family comes from Holy Cross, pauses between visitor clusters.
They're definitely trying to focus the culture, the traditions. They're trying to focus more on the youth now so we can carry it on, keep our tradition alive.
Andrew is speaking of newly learned skills and old days knowledge. Helen Koenig of Sitka teaches interns how to make traditional pre-contact tanned hide tunics. Besides learning to sew clothing, she sees another tradition being taught.
They are learning that they can achieve anything they set their mind to. That's the only way I can explain it. They really feel comfortable trying out the different things. They don't feel like they're being forced to do something. They're doing something that they find out they enjoy doing. And I think they're going to be passing it on to their children and grandchildren.
Marge Nyakuk from St. Michael, who teaches skin sewing, says the students are also learning about themselves.
Emerson, after he started, he is really proud of what he's accomplished today, and he's really impressed with what he has come to learn how to do. And Jeremiah over here is very impressed with the way that he has finished his projects and see how wonderfully made they are, and he did it. And that's a great pride that comes with this process of learning to sew.
But at the Alaska Native Heritage Center, self-esteem and pride carry a different meaning than they do in the general culture. Ethan Pettigrew, vice president of the center's cultural and educational services, says the words don't quite capture the desired native goal.
Maybe in English it's not there exactly, because self-esteem often becomes an individual thing and often at the expense of criticizing others or being able to say, I'm good, even to the point of I'm a little bit better. I know this and this person doesn't. Maybe a better word would be called cultural self-esteem.
As the young people learn traditional skills, they are never pitted against each other, as is common in Western-style learning situations. Pettigrew says that non-competitive approach fits with traditional Alaska Native societies.
It was frowned upon to, for lack of better words, beat your own drum. Even to a large extent today in our villages, it's very communal, cooperative. In order for our people to survive, we had to cooperate with one another.
Pettigrew says it's that feeling of a traditional community that the center seeks to foster.
From the CEO all the way down to the greeter at the door, we are all in this together, and we continually try to tell our young people we're a community, we're a family here.
As the young people master various traditional skills, their self-esteem and confidence grows. But if the center is truly successful with its educational program, that newborn pride will follow an old pattern, namely that the Alaska Native interns experience the ancient satisfaction that they can offer those skills to serve their family, community, and culture. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.